Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. What it is, gentlemen.
Hello.
Sorry for the delay for you Patreon members. It's tax season, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we got fucking business to take care of. You know what I'm saying?
Some she is neat.
Exactly.
Not that you guys care, but you know, we're keeping busy. You know what I mean? Anyways, how's everybody doing? Whiskey, Hobby. We got Ashley. Got a couple people in here. I just said Patreon members, guys. Remember, if you're listening to this when it comes out on all the platforms, it'd be a good time to sign up for Patreon, right? You get early access.
Yeah.
A bunch of other stuff.
You get to join all these wonderful people here. We have it in our chat here because all the shows that you're listening to not on Patreon are actually live on Patreon.
Yeah.
Woo!
But since you're not on Patreon, then we're just going to chat with these people because they're cooler. No, I'm just kidding. What's up, Greg? How you doing, bud?
I am doing all right. You know, it is tax season, so I'm glad to get all that shit out of the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's disturbing stories in the news where I'm just like, why am I seeing this guy cut his dad's head off? Like what is this all about, dude? Like this whole like push to you know,
it's rage. It's just freaking nerd rage.
I feel like
how like often as a human being are you so pissed off that you like want to punch a wall? You like, you're just like, oh, fucking, you know, you're
punch
just
a baby.
Well, that's, you know.
Oh, what?
But like, how mad that, you
baby? I feel like that used to be a saying, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm so pissed.
Just want to punch a baby.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good thing to say nowadays.
Well, that was pre.
Because like.
That was kind of that pre when you could say anything you wanted.
Well, that was pre when everyone realized how bad child abuse was.
True. Well, I think everybody knew how bad child abuse was. But how mad do you have to be to cut a head off is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Well, because remember, we had that story of this woman and her boyfriend. They went back to her place. They got on drugs and then she killed him and cut his head off. And the mom found it in a bucket. Remember that story?
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we have a nice beheading story in the news. You know,
I just feel like in the moment of anger, like you're like, oh, I'm going to fucking shank this motherfucker. You're going to like shoot him. You're going to fucking. Yeah. But then you go, not good enough. I need a fucking samurai sword out here. We're going to fucking lop heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird
heads.
That's a weird, like, that's really going over the edge. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, so, I think I know what could drive someone to cut someone's head off.
What's that?
Freedom.
Oh, wow.
Talking about the revolution.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Q. I mean, all these people.
Okay.
They're so crazy. These conspiracy theorists. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you're definitely cutting someone's head off, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was way out there.
So yeah, you want to read this article? It says, well, it's talking about revolution and freedom versus family. That's a quote, freedom versus family.
Yeah, so this was Pennsylvania cops found a machete and a kitchen knife in a bathtub next to the beheaded body of the father whose son killed him after ranting. So he went on YouTube and ranted for a 14-minute video and he held up the dad's head.
Oh yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube live, and bro. I guess YouTube kept up the video for like 6 hours or something. It took him a while to get it down. But he held up the severed head. I tried to find videos of this because I'm like fucking weird like that. But I found a little clip because you can go on TikTok. You can still see some videos, right? Like with like 14 views, you know, they're bound to get removed immediately. But well, all he did was he had it in a Ziploc bag or like a bag, right? So it looked almost like a
fucking, that's not no gallon bag, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like that, is that like a turkey bag?
Yeah. Yeah. This was for a full turkey, like after Thanksgiving. If you just cook the turkey and go, you know what? I ain't eating this today. I'm just going to put it in this bag, you know?
Okay. So he had it in a bag.
Yeah. He had it in a bag. And all he did was like kind of like move it into the camera real quick. And he goes, this is the head of my father. And I'm going to, he's a terrorist scum. And he has committed treason. And this what happens to treasonous scum. And I'm like, okay. But how do I know that that's real and it's not like a Halloween prop and this whole thing's like a big old fake story to make the whole Q movement look like ravaged beasts? You know what I mean?
But like, what's the point? Listen, what is the point of that? Because I feel like the Q movement is kind of had a slow death. How relevant in news or culture is the Q movement anymore? Right. So, like, what's the point of beating something that's really already been in submissive mode this entire time?
Well, I think his dad was, like, a worker for the federal government or something. Mm. This is Justin Moen, 32.
Wait, his last name is Moen?
Yeah, M-O-H-N.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's David's go-to.
Dad?
Yeah.
Was he emo?
Like,
God.
You don't understand me, Dad.
Yeah.
Fucking family. But his
Justin Moen, and he killed his father, Michael Moen, 68-year-old father. But so he called his dad a traitor and blasted the federal government for using right-wing conspiracy theories. And the alleged killer's horrified mother, Denise, 63, called the police on Tuesday to report finding her husband's headless corpse in the bathroom at their home with a large amount of blood around him. You don't say.
Can you imagine, like, my stomach hurts. I got to go take a deuce. You fucking go in there quickly. You drop trowel. You're fucking doing your thing. And you look to your left or right. And you see legs and a fucking headless torso. Now you're on the toilet. What do you do? Run? No, you wipe first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you definitely shit more.
That's true. Because you really open up.
Yeah, because then you're like,
do you clamp up? Do you clamp it and, like, be like, suck it back up, you know?
Yeah.
Is it a one way or is it two ways? You know, can I reverse shit?
No. I'm sure there's different responses for everybody, right?
I feel like that'd be very unhealthy to like suck the turd back into you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like a tampon, you know, like a used tampon. Yeah. It just like withers and dies up there somehow.
It's not good. Yeah. Listen,
you get some infections doing that. You might die.
On a serious note, that would be the most traumatizing thing ever. Right. Especially if it's your significant
other. Getting a turd sucked back in you?
No. Fucking seeing your significant other's head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, see, the question would be, here's the thing. Like, you see it, you drop, you take a shit, you look over, there's the body. You run, right? You call the ambulance. Then after you're on the phone, they're like, we're on our way. Stay on the line. And then she goes, oh, fuck. I didn't flush the toilet. And there's a huge turd in there. So you have to run back upstairs and flush. You know what I'm saying? It's a little embarrassing.
Do you? Oh, okay. Or would you like be like, officer, I left the shit in the toilet because I didn't want to disturb the crime scene. Maybe. So I just like left everything there.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, so anyway, this guy, John Moen, all right, he was a Penn State graduate. And he posted a revolutionary pamphlet titled America's Coming Bloody Revolution that claimed Americans would soon have to choose between losing freedom or killing their family.
Wait.
Those are the only two options.
I don't know if those would be the only two options.
So he had a pamphlet? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Like,
I think it was on sale.
Exactly.
Well, it was like kind of like a mini.
It's like a little folded piece of paper that has information in it.
I know what that is. But what I'm saying is like, who the fuck has pamphlets anymore for this kind of stuff? Like,
it's true.
I'm just saying like you find a post, you repost. Like, I have this fucking folded piece of paper that I'm passing out to people at Walmart. Like, no, I don't believe that. When have you seen that?
That's why. That's when the those religious people show up at your door.
That's the one thing.
Yeah.
That's thing. It's the Mormons or something. Yeah.
That's the one time I can see it being. But I'm just saying it makes me not believe the story. That's what I'm trying to say.
Huh. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
well, so
like,
it says it's a 20. So this was released in 2020. It was a pamphlet. He claimed, quote, Americans will have to weigh what is worse, allowing themselves to lose freedom and independence or killing their own family members, teachers, coworkers, bosses, judges, elected leaders, and other older generations. Like, why? Why? Like, what? I don't know anybody who loves freedom and liberty and wants to kill people. You know what I mean?
Well, he's referring to like a Civil War situation where, you know, there's sides to war. And so like if I'm on this side and we're all on this side and the other people, family, friends are on that side, when push comes to shove, do you really want to kill people that you know for the sake of like a Civil War? Because we know that in the Civil War, people like brothers killed each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because one was, you know, Confederate and one was not, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I'm thinking is what was being said, but.
Yeah. He's saying like family members could be traitors and all that shit. So this document was actually the pamphlet, you know, it was published on Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing and they took it down. They removed it from the platform, but it included chapters such as why a violent revolution is inevitable and how revolution can be successful. 20 tips during the revolution, you know?
Come on, bro. We're not allowed to talk about that now. Like we can't have a discussion about like what would happen if like, it's funny to me that the entire world, like we go on with the world, you know what I'm saying? And all these countries have civil wars, revolutions, and we just act like it just can't happen here. Like absolutely could.
Well, you can, except he took it a step further and actually just killed his family.
But my point is you're having this argument, right? Like we've had some real heated arguments, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Between me and Greg or between me and you. About things that we disagree with. And at no point under any circumstance was I like,
did
so
I want
fucking close to chopping your
machete
head off.
Machete kills your head off.
Like, I didn't give you that weird, like, dark eye where I'm just like, I'm going to fucking murder you when we're done with this.
What's that actor's name in the movie Machete Kills?
The guy who has, like, a pocket face kind of?
Trujillo.
Johnny. No, not Johnny.
No.
Trejo.
Trejo
something, right?
Something like
Danny.
That.
Danny Trejo.
Danny. Yes.
Danny Trejo. Yeah. Maybe. Did he get the pamphlet from him? Because
I don't know.
In his world, machete does kill.
Yeah.
You should go to the picture in the article and it actually has the pamphlet there. And boy, oh boy.
God, this kid.
This
God,
thing.
That guy.
Looks like
he
was just made.
Looks like he like loves liberals. Like it's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? He has those really
right?
sad
like he's
eyes.
Planted. Like it's all fake.
Like those eyes are just.
But look at this. Like his sister's actually attractive. Like that's his sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Which one's him on the is that, right?
I found out that she's 38.
Wait, is that him?
That's him.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that's him. He's got that lazy look.
Oh, he's over to the right. He's the guy on the right in the weird sweater and the lime green. Like, what's he doing wearing a Kermit the Frog shirt underneath that?
And so, the dude in the green striped shirt just looks like, am I getting dad's inheritance? That's all I care about. You know what I'm saying?
He
looks
exactly.
Like, yeah, he's daddy's little boy right there. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah. So there they are, family. Okay. There's just a little clip of the video, but here is the pamphlet right here. America's coming, bloody revolution.
So some random fucking, by Justin Moen.
Oh, so he made the pamphlet.
Yeah. Did I say John Moen? Is his name John Moen or Justin Moen?
And then his dad was Mike Moen.
I mean, this article, look at this. So scroll up and look at the family photo with the sister.
This one?
No, the next one. Look at the subtitle right below it. It says Justin Moore. Daily Mail. Get the fucking names right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's like John. What the hell is this guy's name?
Daily Mail's not like the greatest site in the world, man.
No, sucks. But hey, it's fun.
Well, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. My name's not Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not me. It says Justin Moore. These guys are lying about me.
It's kind of funny though, when you look at the photo, he looks like the black sheep of the family. You know what I'm saying? Like the other kids have their arms around each other, and then there's him. Like it was almost like he got caught sucking dick at some point, and they're just like, not our brother.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? He's out of the inheritance. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's what he's trying to get away from. Maybe he's like, fuck. I got caught. I'm going to have to cut off my dad's head. He knows. He knows my dirty secret. I don't know.
So this
is saying he's declared on the video while he was holding up his dad's bloody head in the bag, right? Violence is the only solution to the federal government's treason. So doesn't this remind you of the feds that infiltrated all those groups that wanted to kidnap Governor Whitmer?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the entrapment, all this stuff where January 6th, they make it this pitiful thing. Like they make going and standing up against something like that your government's doing and make being peaceful and turning it into something violent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they go, see what happens when you stand up against your government. Like you become very
radical.
Violent. You're going to hurt your family members. You're going to hurt random people. You're going to break government property.
I mean, that shit only works so much, man. You know, that's what we've kind of is the same thing over and over again. Like it is so at this point, it's if you fall in line to where you think that this is what everybody is on the right, you know what I'm saying? Or that believing X, Y, and Z is this is what the outcome is, then you're already there. You know what I'm saying? Like you already believe it. You don't need any more. This is just one more. See, look at this guy, but it's not changing opinions, bro. Everybody knows that this is a case of a radical person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And who, like, that's the thing is like, I don't know the whole
radical.
Well, here's the thing, like in modern times, right? It's like one of those situations where every murder, they have to find the history of the man. You know what I'm saying? Like everything he likes has to do with what the murder is.
What happened when he was a child?
Yeah. Well, it's more like what was he into? Like this guy kills somebody, which people kill people all the time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But this particular guy, so we have to go, oh, so he liked Trump and he killed a person. So, and that's a big deal, but it's not. He killed somebody. He was. People do that.
Speaking of people killing people all the time.
Uh-oh.
Me and Ash watched a movie last night.
Okay.
And. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good, but it had the whole premise of the movie was about this game, and this guy was approached by people in a limousine and brought to this place and say, "You have been selected as a participant in this game that elitists play."
Mm.
And
what's the movie called?
I can't remember.
Good movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'll look it up in a second when I'm done telling the story, but. So you've been selected to play this game, and they tell them what it is. And basically you have to survive 30 days while these people that could come at any time from anywhere in the world to kill you.
Okay.
If you survive for 30 days, you win $1 million.
Okay.
Okay.
And
did he survive?
Why would you not just go?
Well, that's the thing. Like it came to come to find out. Well, there was
no,
he
don't
made
spoil
it. He made
it for
it,
people. You're gonna don't go.
No,
do
I'm
that.
Not. I'm not spoiling it.
Okay.
He made a post on Craigslist because he's like he found a loophole, and he found out that there was other people playing the game, and like a lot of people dying ended up being like, they're just in this game.
Okay.
So
it got me thinking. Like, how it would something like that be? Like real, because this whole thing was like filmed on the dark web.
Oh, okay.
And that's what it was. It was a dark web thing.
So my question with that is, why would you not just go into a bunker for a month?
You because they can still get you.
Well, not if I'm in a bunker.
Yes, they can.
Probably be easier in a bunker.
They you're isolated.
Your
you're
like, oh,
just there. What if
duck.
They just fucking blow up
in.
The bunker?
You can't.
Why can't you blow up a bunker?
Concrete bunker? Down there? Come on.
Concrete crumbles, bro. You see buildings?
The bunker that's going to survive the fucking nuclear bomb. I'm worried about fucking Joe Bob trying to take me out. Like, get out of here. I'm fucking taking off
anyway,
dicks, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if it can survive like a nuclear blast, why am I worried about a fucking grenade?
Crumble.
Anyway, I'm weirdly linking these together because I'm thinking, what if his dad was playing the game?
Mm. Oh,
and
shit.
His
what,
son
in the
was
sun?
one of the killers.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So his son was part of the game too, but just on the other side.
No,
right?
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's like the Hunger Games, but it's called like the non-games. You know what I'm saying? It's just like how many radicals can we fucking?
Yeah. It's called the Moaning Game. Tom Moan. Wait, Justin Moan. Who the fuck? Yeah, whatever. So I found it weird because this guy was 32 years old, mm-hmm. still living with his parents. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he wasn't the only one living at the house with his parents. His brother, Zach, who was 35, and Stephanie, the sister, who we said was kind of cute. She's 38 years old, still living at home with mom and dad. Okay. What the hell are these people
Hold
doing?
Up.
Okay. So 38, 35, and like what, 33? 32?
The killer was 32, and then the brother's 35, 38, sister, yeah.
Wow. Self-Reliance. That was the name of the movie.
Self-Reliance, okay.
Oh, so these people are anything but self-reliant, though. Like, they're relying on mom and dad, and then they chop his fucking head.
It's funny, because the guy, the main guy in the movie that had to survive yeah. was living at home with his mom.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I think that's
and,
it.
And that's why he thought he was going to be safe in the beginning, because he was just going to be around his mom all the time.
We discovered red flag laws. This is it, you guys. That's why they wanted to raise the age of the insurance plans. They wanted all these older people to stay at home with their moms and dads because they knew that they become freaking psychopath murderers.
I ain't fucking buying this shit, dude. Think of all the people that you know. How many families have like three or four kids and three of them in their 30s are still living at home? Like that is
right?
Not very common, bro. If one of them,
I know.
Like, yeah, that's like true. Becky moved back because she had a divorce or, you know, she lost her
job.
Yeah,
I would like to know, like, did they never leave?
See, here's my thing.
Or did they just like, were they just there at the time?
Look at those kids. Look at that house. And we don't know.
Well,
house,
okay. The house looks normal.
It was a $390,000 house, they said.
Oh, okay. That doesn't
in the house article. Looks fucking normal as shit.
Right?
Actually, you know what? They're actually weird as fuck, because I guarantee that used to be a garage. And why would you close that off and do that?
Yeah. Is that a Subaru?
I think this is in Pennsylvania, so.
Okay, so their house is not great. So it's not about money. It's not like some mansion, and this is like some Saltburn fucking movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so they just all fuck each other because they're Pennsylvania. Biden territory.
Oh, are they incest?
No, probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not. Keep in the family.
Well, so apparently he said that he might have been the second coming of the Messiah or something.
Okay.
Like he wrote a book called The Second Messiah, and it's loosely based on him.
So, okay, this guy, fuck this guy.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
This guy is just a fucking crazy person.
He tried suing the federal government 4 times.
I tried to be like, maybe he's into this dark web game stuff. And then we're trying to come up with like different reasons. But no, he's just a crazy fuck who lives at home. And he's the worthless of the worthless people.
Dude, how fucking weird of a quote is this? He holds the head up and he says, "This is the head of Mike Moan."
Yeah.
A federal employee of over 20 years and my father. He is now
that's
in
the clip
hell
that I
for
saw.
Eternity as a traitor to this country.
That's the clip I saw, bro.
You know what? Know what this sounds like?
It's ChatGPT.
Know what that quote right there sounds like?
What?
A LARPer.
Yeah, kind of, right? This is my temple. You shall not enter this. Billy, go back over there. It's my turn.
This is the head.
What are you doing? You're ruining it.
This is the head of Mike Moan.
A federal
employee of over 20 years.
And my father. And then everybody goes,
father.
Yeah.
Like,
he is now in hell for all eternity as a traitor to this temple.
My father. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Oh, you
don't
have
to. I turned it down. No. My father. Nope.
No.
It looks worse when you keep repeating yourself. You get it. You'll get it. Oh, we have that shit on this, bro. We have that. Remember that we have that the phaser. He's trying so hard.
I did FX mute.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
He's trying so hard.
Yeah, I think I hear the.
I'll figure it out eventually. Okay. Let's just continue this conversation. This guy's a stupid asshole.
Jeez, man.
Oh.
Fucking LARPers, too, man. You sent me that picture. Chris sent me a picture, and he's just like, these are LARPers. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were in a field behind an apartment building.
Yeah, man.
They were LARPing it up.
Hey, I'll give them, you know what?
Mm.
They go
You ever
hard.
Seen the movie Role Models?
Yeah.
It was just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Give them credit. You know, I'll say this. Listen, it's nerdy. But you know
what? I mean, there's no different than like people reenacting wars.
Or just playing a video game, right? Like you're acting as a certain thing that you're not. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But here's the thing. They're actually exercising. I give them that. give them that.
Nah, yeah, they weren't really actually. I mean,
you probably saw the pre-warm-ups.
They weren't moving like briskly.
You saw the warm-ups. I've watched this before. I actually drove by many, many, many years ago, and I saw a LARPing event.
Mm.
And so I just was like, I've got to see this shit. So I stopped the car, and they were just warming up. Like, they were just practicing their wrist movements, you know, with their fake swords. And then something happened, like a fucking bell or something happened, and they all went like, it's go time. And they fucking just, they had a battle. And I was like, wow.
Like, in all... Everybody against everybody?
Yeah, they just knew their teams, you know what I'm saying? And they were going at it. They were starting to, like, hit heads. People were falling, going like, ugh.
No, the ones I seen, they looked confused.
Oh, beginner
like,
LARPers.
Like, there was, like, people swinging swords, but then there was other people yelling at people, like, you're supposed to get over there!
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to be over there!
Well, he was the commander.
You know and then he's like, we gotta do this at this time! Like, there was one guy that knew what was supposed to
hear
happen,
ye.
And everyone else was like, I don't know.
Isn't that weird that you're like...
Can you guys hear that?
No.
No.
Okay, never mind. The FX only work on my end, I guess.
It's weird that, like, in their normal life, they're probably a bunch of nobodies, just average dudes. But they're like, dude, I'm a fucking general in this LARPing
LARP
world.
He's a king.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he gets all the fake poon. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, I'm covered real in poontang.
In real life, he works at the last Radio Shack.
Well, this guy, he wanted to be like
what's worse than Radio Shack? I was trying to think of something that's like, that's not even the worst thing. What is worse than Radio Shack? There's like one Circuit City left and he's just there, dude. No,
what is worse than Radio Shack?
I don't know.
Dude, I used to love Radio Shack. I don't know about you guys. I used to go to Radio Shack
all
the time.
At one point, they were pretty good, I feel like. They had like, you'd go there and they'd be, oh man, that's a cool little gadget.
Exactly. You could go and find shit there.
Yeah.
Like you just walk in, you're like, okay, here's a fucking microphone. Here's a cable that I've never seen in my entire life. And then there's a fucking remote control. And you're like, yes, you know?
Yeah. At one time you're like, how could I make this work with this work? I bet Radio Shack has an adapter for that.
Probably.
Yeah. Like before internet.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Rest in peace, Radio Shack. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Fucking good stuff,
dude,
back in the day.
So I just bookmarked the still image of him holding up the bag and the head's blurred out.
Oh, we're
so
still
we're
talking
good.
About a head?
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
I mean, this guy worked at Radio Shack. No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But this is what it looked like. So this is the still frame, everybody. That's going to be a meme. Someone's going to put a fucking meme in there. I guarantee it. If not already.
That's like a huge look.
That's
head.
A huge head.
Right?
Yikes,
this is
dude.
A big fucking head. At that. Maybe it's a perception thing.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, people are really sick, man. You know, like they really are sick. They're just sick human beings. And like, we just live in a society where we just say like, it's okay to have mental illness. And it is like people have those things. People have feelings. They have stuff that it's not that it's not okay. It's just like they don't do anything for them. And we all have to, like, work around people's mental illness and, like, adapt to their illness, right? And, like, not acknowledge that they're sick. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's weird. It's just, it's a weird
thing. This whole story's weird, though. I mean, like, he lives at home with his other siblings. There's three of them in their 30s, like, upper 30s. You know what I mean? And it's just like, come on, dude. Like, is that a real head? Is this story even real? Is this all just like a fucking make-believe story to make us look
like
freedom lovers are crazy?
Is he like being charged? Like he got arrested and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a real story.
Well, I mean, is it?
Well,
I don't know.
What about the pipe bomber that we, you know, he was quote unquote arrested.
Yeah. Like, are these people actually arrested and charged?
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Caesar.
Mr. Clean. Caesar.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only one that remembers that guy.
I knew it was like Edgar, Caesar, fucking Chavez. I don't know what the fuck.
I'm the only one in the country that remembers Caesar, the fake fucking.
No, I guarantee there's another Chris in this country going, I'm the only one that remembers Caesar.
I remember his name.
Yeah. Mr. White Van.
Mr. White Van.
What kind of dressing would you like, sir? Caesar.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Pipe bomber. Give me the pipe bomber dressing.
Anyway. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's sad. I'll say that. Obviously, you know, there's a fucking head. That's pretty gross. But like, I mean, I guarantee this. I bet you. I don't know for sure because I'm just making assumptions here. But I'll bet you this kid had so many signs of really traumatizing mental illness. that people kind of just pamper to or like looked over, you know what I'm saying? And that's my issue is that like all these kids that shoot up places, everybody at the end of it, they go, yeah, well, he did this one time, fucking like gut a frog or a fucking gut a cat, you know, and I guess we should have known.
So they're turning the new like sign into, oh, you guys just turned real red. They're turning the new like warning signs into you're a freedom lover, you're a Q follower. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, dude. Like they're turning that into the new red flag.
I mean, I think that's one of them. Sure. Absolutely. I think that's one of them, but I don't know. I'm just talking about what reality is. And reality is we have people with really serious problems that like no one wants to actually acknowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like trans people cutting their dick off. Like that is an illness to me. That's a mental illness. And we all have to say that it's the right. Okay, well, yeah, they're a fucking woman. You know, like it's like we're catering to people that have sicknesses instead of them actually getting help, because that's their, I think, their excuse for not having like mental facilities, right? Like, you know, putting money into that kind of crap, because they're just like, listen, if we just make people believe that they're normal and like tell people that they have to think that they're normal, like we don't have to spend money on actually helping them. You know what I mean? They can just live with their illness.
Well, they make money off of the medication that they get and all this stuff. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Sure.
And if they end up having, you know, some sort of breakdown and they cause some societal disruption, then there's a story that we can use. And it's like, you know, never let a chaotic story go to waste. We can use that to prop up mental health. And,
if it's a trans person and they do something evil, like you don't even hear about that.
Well, the shooting, there was that Texas shooting.
Yeah, but that was only talked about on one side of the party here. Let's be real, man. Like the mass media was not talking about, or if it's like, you know, if there's a black man that kills a bunch of white people, that kind of thing, you won't hear about that. You know what I'm saying? Like that stuff. They just don't want to admit that there's issues, man. It drives me nuts. Now you got a dad who's beheaded. You know?
We'll see. I don't know. I'm just going to keep my eye on this story because it reeks that it's like just all fake. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, you know,
I think there's something too deeper. Far in the weeds. I think there's something deeper. I think that kid was mad because old sis and brother, they got the other rooms and he got booted. You know what I'm saying? They got,
he wanted the top bunk.
Yeah. He's like, that was my room. And now fucking Nancy has that room and a fucking dad. You fucking did it to me. You know what I mean?
Dad,
how could you?
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
You gave her shit. You gave her the big room. Yeah. I was next.
That was my room. You don't understand.
Here's my
me.
Father, the traitor. Look at his face.
He betrayed me.
Yeah.
What's that song? Tonight will be the night that I will behead you over again.
Oh, God.
God dang.
Anyway.
All right. Good story, man. That was actually good. I like that. Other than that, I'm intrigued by crime. You know what I'm saying? I'm intrigued by crime. I'm intrigued by what was that? That one dude, the Innocence Project or whatever. They're talking about taking on his case too. Remember that big murder thing?
Innocent Project.
Peterson. Mm-hmm. Peterson. What's that?
Yeah, like
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Killed his wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he stuck her in like the oil thing?
No.
No, this was out. This was on a river or something. Something Peterson. It was a while ago. I always want to say Jordan Peterson.
Down on the river?
Down by the river. Scott Peterson.
Yes, Scott.
They're actually saying that he may be innocent, bro. That's what they're saying. Because the Innocence Project, they don't take on cases unless they feel like they can win them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they're
I don't know anything about this guy.
It was a huge case. I mean, there was this, you know, attractive wife at the time. You know, this is what, 10, 15?
She was pregnant.
She was pregnant and she was found murdered. And he, you know, and from my understanding, if
he was charged on a double murder because she was pregnant.
Yeah. But it was like this picture perfect, like, you know, he's this, like, I don't really, relatively handsome guy. She was a pretty girl. Like, they had this, you know, new baby coming. And it was this, you know, that we've seen a ton of those where, you know, the one you were talking about specifically where the guy kills his two fucking girls.
Yeah.
And the wife, I mean, just horrific shit. Right. But yeah, he got found guilty. And then like,
this guy?
Yeah, there's been like new evidence that came out that said that, he may not have done it. You know what I'm saying? Which would be pretty wild, right? Because everybody, I mean, this guy was the villain, you know what I'm saying, for many years. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, how many cases are people in prison for that they really didn't do? Even if it seems clear cut, because his case, from what I remember, was almost very, I mean,
I worked for the guy that happened to.
He was innocent?
Yeah. He spent like 10 years in prison, and then they finally proved his innocence, and he got released, and then he sued them. And then he won like $20 million or something like that.
And you work with him?
Dang. I worked with him. Yeah.
I wouldn't be working.
Well, no, I didn't.
If you won $20
million, I'd be. He worked there before, right before I started.
Okay.
He was like friends with people that worked with me. And he would come in all the time and talk with them because he didn't have anything else to do.
So the only thing he's fucking guilty of is not taking care of money. Because like the guy got a lot of money and he was working.
Well, no, you know what I mean? He wasn't working. Yeah. He was there.
Like, oh, he was just visiting.
Yeah. Okay. I misspoke.
Okay. I was going to say like, that's a crime.
Because like, he apparently he kind of fit the description of somebody that like they described. So he got looped into it.
I get you.
And then it just was a big fucking mess. And then he finally was able years later to prove that he didn't do anything. And then he fucking got out and was a millionaire.
Okay. Good. I mean, not good. They lost a lot of
money. How long did he, was he in prison or?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly. A couple of years at least.
Mm. Would you guys do that? Would you be falsely accused of a crime if you didn't know?
Do you get
like,
a choice?
If you knew you were going to be out in 2 years and you'd be a millionaire.
Oh, if you knew you'd be out?
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. If you knew for sure.
Would I spend 2 years in prison knowing that I would win a lawsuit later?
That you can get $2 million later, for example. 2 years for $2 million. No, I would not.
$1 million a year.
I wouldn't do it.
What prison am I in?
You're in you murder somebody. You're in that prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there's a lot of different prisons.
You're in the gang rape one.
If you kill somebody, you're usually in a fairly high, you know, depends on the situation, I guess. But let's just say like, above average, you know, average to above average prison. You know what I'm saying? You're with some real bad people. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that. It's not worth it to me. In 2 years, now here's the deal. Look past just your personal conflict. The question comes down to you're not seeing your kids for 2 years.
Yeah.
Your wife is going to be on her own for 2 years. And listen, I'm sorry, but you know, 2 years, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's a high chance they go, yeah, you know, my husband, I know he's going to make some money at this, but I need somebody that's actually here with me right now. Right. I mean, it's kind of,
I don't know.
Really?
Like if there's a guarantee for like millions of dollars. Yeah. 2 years is nothing, bro.
That's not nothing, man. I feel like that's quite a lot. I mean, you see people that are like deployed and shit for like 9 months and their fucking kids are sobbing and their wives are sobbing. Like
long does 2 years fly by?
Yeah, but they're not sobbing because they're just going to be gone for 9 months.
I know. But here's the deal. How many
people? They're sobbing because they think they're going to get killed over in a war.
I don't know. Now, listen, man, I'm just saying, like, I want to know how many people stay with their significant others once they go to prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
All I'm trying to say is like, I know you're like 2 years is nothing and it's not, but I'm saying that like 2 years is a long time. 2 years ago is a long time and no connection with your children, no connection with your wife anymore. Like, I'm not saying your wife's going to go cheat on you or something. I'm not saying.
Is it like normal prison rules where you get like visitation and stuff?
You get the what's it called, the sex trips.
I don't know if that actually happens in most prisons. I know that doesn't happen in most prisons.
Would you be treated normally? Like
you are a prisoner.
I know, but like because it's like a game. Do you get to protect yourself without
legal 60 days in. Remember that TV show? I used to love that show. Amazing, right? They pick people, they go to jail for 60 days, and they have a whole identity that they have to live by so that no one knows that they're actually not prisoners.
Mm.
Right? They have to be prisoners because their whole thing is you have to fit into the society that we're putting you in, and we need you to get information. The only way for us to get information is for you to be a criminal. They have this whole backstory. So you have to, and what's crazy about that show, and this ties into this, is that, and this is where it gets problematic, bro. 2 years is a long time. Listen, I understand, like, in the scheme of things, time flies, but I'm saying you will, no matter what, you will be involved in prison. And at a certain point, even if you know that it's a game and you're not really in trouble, you have to survive in there. So you become part of prison, and there's a chance that you be like, imagine Greg going there. He comes out, he's tatted. He's in the fucking white supremacist group, and he's fucking shanking Mexicans.
White supremacist.
Yeah. No, literally, you know what I'm saying? Greg and Chris too, you were friends with him. I have a good friend that went to prison. My friend Jeff went to prison. And, you know, he wasn't in there for a long, long time, but he will tell you, you know, like, you can try to stay by yourself and be on your own, but like there are protections that is needed and shit. My cousin went to prison, and he was there for a couple of years. And, I mean, he immediately went into the fucking, what are they called? The white fucking, you know, he joined it. And I've known him my whole life, and I don't like him. I'm going to be honest with you. I never really liked him. He's kind of a punk ass. But my point is he always had black friends. He was into the lowrider scene. He was that kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He liked rap. He ended up joining the white supremacy, like the Aryan brotherhood. And he had swastika tattoos all over him and shit when he got out of prison. He was bald, had a fucking giant beard. He was he was fucking jacked. He was fucking huge, bro. Cause he's always been like a 6'4" kid. And he was always kind of
now
fluffy.
He's like ripped.
Now he's scary. Like when I haven't seen him in, I haven't seen him in 15 years, but when he came out of prison, he came up to the house and I was like, who the fuck are you? Like, that's how much it changed him. You know what I'm saying? And
hold on. Out of all the regulations and shit, how do you get tattoos in prison?
Oh
yeah. And how do you grow? Like you'd have to be on steroids. They take steroids.
If you're in prison, grow.
What do you mean? He was 6'4". He was fat.
He got
jacked.
Yeah. But why are
all
we,
all he did was worked out.
Why are we allowing that?
Like what?
Them to get fucking.
What are they going to do? You have to give them
strongest man
time.
In the world fucking shit.
You have to give them exercise time. Like
they get a walk.
Hey man, listen, you can work out.
See, I don't know. Yeah.
No,
I think you ought to let them work out. So that way they get rid of the rage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you dwindle them down.
No.
There's no rage.
But you can work out in yourself.
Like an Auschwitz camp or something?
Go watch a cell workout.
They're in fucking prison.
Go watch a cell workout. Like they do all their workouts in their fucking cell, bro. They're doing fucking lifts off their fucking bunks and shit.
Yeah.
That's when you stick that stick in there and you electrocute them.
Chris, this is not fucking 1930, bro. Like, what the fuck are we
saying?
Like,
stop working out.
Jesus Christ, man. Chris is on the dark side over here. Fucking purge trooper. Jesus. No, the thing, what I'm trying to get at ultimately is he was a bad person. He did bad things. He didn't do violent crimes. He did he stole and he broke into shit. And it was violent to some extent, but my point is those couple of years changed him significantly.
For sure.
And so what I'm ultimately getting at is watch that 60 days in, by the time those people that actually stick around for those 60 days, they're very different people because they're like,
dude,
I'm just
what was
go
that movie?
Here.
What? What was that one movie? You know, there was a guy from Game of Thrones. He played Jamie on Game of Thrones. But he played this character where he got arrested. He got thrown in prison for, I don't know if it was something that he did. Like maybe he committed manslaughter or something, like ran over somebody because he was drunk. I think that's what it was. And it was super preppy guy, like the combed hair, wearing suits every day. And when he went in and when he came out, the whole story was about him living through prison and joining these gangs. But he ended up becoming like the top dog. And that was like his sole purpose in life is like being the top leader of that gang.
Well,
it's a crazy movie. I'll have to look it up.
That's what I'm saying, though. I know that we got way off topic.
Do you know how old it is?
I don't know, but I'll check it out. I'll try to find it real quick.
All I'm trying to say is that like it is a fun question. But when you actually break it down farther and be real serious about it, like it's a huge gamble. right? Like 2 million. Now, if you're saying like you get 100 million, you're mm-hmm. talking about like life changing, family changing money. Like that might be worth the sacrifice of doing it, right? But like, I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, people like your wife needs you. You know what I'm saying? Like my wife needs me. Your wife needs you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, it just being like, babe, I'm taking off for 2 years and I'm going to probably have to butt fuck somebody, but it's worth it because I'm getting $2 million.
Well, you know? You're not going to be doing the butt fucking.
Well, listen, I'm not going to let them buck me. You know what I mean? Like, that's not happening. If I have to do it, that's what I'm saying. I'll do what I got to fucking do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going, that's true, honestly. If you're going to prison,
some,
like.
Some guy just gets real gay. He's like, he gets out. He's like, I don't even want that $2 million because I had so much ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's great, dude. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, look up Shot Caller. 2017 is when it was released.
God, dude.
Great movie. You guys should definitely watch that. If you're looking for like a good movie to watch, check that one out. It reminds me, Dave, remember Death Sentence with
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, the old Bacon.
Reminds me a lot like that. Just as good.
Okay. No, listen, I'm game. I don't think I've ever seen this, so. Yeah, man, like, I'm just, you know, I think that's the psyche of being in a prison and actually having to do that. I think, I think a lot of people think that they would. And see, the thing with, like, 60 days in, right? The one thing about that is you can give a call sign. They say, like, hey, man, if you, like, rub, because there's cameras and shit, if you rub your head, you know, 2 times and say, like, man, I miss my home cooking, like, that's your sign that, like, you need to exit the, so they'll come in and they'll say,
they do that?
Well, because so what they're doing is they're doing interviews at the jail with prisoners.
And someone's like, why are you talking about why are you rubbing your head talking about like freaking meatloaf?
Or like they have to do like a hand signal, you know what I'm saying? And that what happens then is like the camera crew that's there in the jail will come in and be like, hey, so can we get this prisoner for an interview? And that guy, and that's the guy that did the same. And we're going to interview him. And everybody knows they're there interviewing. So it's no big deal. And they take him out and they do the interview and they're like, are you okay? And he's like, I can't take this anymore, man. I can't fucking do it. And so they have this option to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people get in there and they think they're going to do this amazing job. And they're like, man, I'm former, you know, Marine, or I'm a fucking, you know, I was this hard ass, you know, and they get in there and it's scary. You know, because these people are legitimate killers and rapists and fucking, I mean, just scum.
That's why I feel like if you were going to be in prison for years, the first thing you got to do is get rid of somebody.
Well, see, but then now you're in prison, and that's
But how much is that actually going to add? I mean, you're already going to be there for years.
It depends on what you're going to sue. That was a thing with that TV series, was they said, like, listen, we need you to be involved, we need you to do it, but you cannot commit crime, right? So if you get if you go in there and you actually are involved with a beatdown, or they did something like smuggle something.
What if you had to defend yourself though?
Well, that's different.
Like, what if you got to shig somebody?
No,
you know?
That's different, man. If somebody's attacking.
Yeah, what if you just manipulated people?
Dude, there is one
and
dude.
Got them to do it to themselves.
Yeah. I see Nicole in the chat. She's like, I love that show, Dave. And she would know this. There was this one dude a couple years back, and he was like, I think he was Mexican, if I'm not mistaken. And he was a pretty badass dude. Like, I don't remember what he did in the real world, but he went in there and he played it pretty cool for a while, but he ended up being like a fucking, like one of the dudes. Like, he ended up getting into a position.
This is the same show?
Yeah. He got into a position where people were coming to him. And like, there was even a guy that was like narking on people or some shit. And they're like, hey, man, to the dude, they're like, hey, Billy, you need to go take care of this guy, man. Like, and so he went in there and he's like, listen, man, you know what? I'm going to fucking, I got to kill you in this fucking. And he was like playing, like he was in the fucking, he thought it was real. Like, he was at that point where, and he knew that like he couldn't do something about it, but he had to play it like it was. And some people just are quiet and they just observe and shit. But this dude was like, nah, if I'm going to be in here, I'm the fucking kingpin of this joint.
Well, think about like undercover cops, dude. Think about like these like years of being undercover. You know what I mean? Like, where you have a job that's like 4 or 5 years and you're like, you become friends with these people. You have like family members, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you have like close relationships, like girlfriends and stuff that you develop. And then you have to hide this, like being undercover with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's intense, dude.
Well, see, and the other thing,
I don't know how anybody can do that.
Yeah. You think about a drug deal situation, right? Like undercover police officers. And what happens when you go, a lot of times those drug dealers would say, hey, take a puff of this shit, man. And they want to see you.
Like training day.
Yeah. They want to see you shoot up. Yeah. Right.
You got to tell me if you're a cop, right? Yeah. That's a rule. Like, if I ask you, you got to tell me yes.
And see, that's the thing.
You have no
problem
smoking the shit, right?
Yeah.
Or like go kill somebody, right?
But that's the thing in prison is like you get these bad guys and they got these cliques going on and you're trying to like do your thing.
But would that be committing crime?
if you beat somebody, yeah.
You if you smoke, if you did a bunch of drugs because they made you, well, then you're fucking, you're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
But see, yeah, they tell you, hey, go shig this guy in the ribs and be like, okay.
Yeah. Or,
I tripped. Hey, ah, bro, you have to go do this guy in or you're dead.
What do you do?
Yeah.
That's when you start, rubbing your hands like, I gotta go.
Yeah, well, I miss my meatloaf.
Then the guy's gone.
I miss my meatloaf.
Mom, that home cooking, I could really use that right now.
Itchy dick. Itchy dick.
Oh, banana split. Oh, please.
Man. Dude, I'm just saying, like, it's the psychology behind it's very wild. And there are shows that have
to be crazy.
You have to become one of the guys that can just get everybody cheeseburgers.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it. I definitely would not want to go to prison.
Who wants a quarter pounder? Fresh meat, dude.
I am the burger.
God damn.
Dude, so Chris, go to TikTok real quick because I want to watch this video before we get out of here. Because this one was weird. I don't know how to explain this. I don't know if this is fake. You guys tell me.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Did you send it? Where is it?
I sent it from Strange Sauna to the Last Americans TikTok.
Okay.
And it's that last video there.
Oh, okay.
A couple weird, strange clouds.
Oh, okay.
So we need to tell you if this is fake.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it real quick and I go, this looks interesting.
Okay.
I didn't even like
it. You want me to just play it right now without anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just play it real quick and like honest opinions.
Bro, look at these clouds.
What is going on?
Phenomenon.
What is that?
Okay. But look over there. What is that? The circle one that's the actual cloud. Yes. Yeah. It's like a missing puzzle piece or something.
What is going on here?
Whoa.
With these clouds.
I like the top comment says, dude sounds like Christopher Walken at the end. What's going on here with these clouds?
These clouds.
Something
so great.
Something with these clouds.
See, okay, so listen.
These clouds are so circular.
I don't think it.
I don't know what to think of them.
I don't know that it looks fake.
I can't do a Christopher Walken. He's probably the hardest voice to do.
I don't think it looks fake per se, but like the guys. Like, see, that's the shit that gets me, right?
Yeah, they don't sound genuine.
They don't sound genuine. And, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like when you hear how people act to certain things, like, it says a lot about the scene that's happening.
Yeah.
What is going on here? Like, if me and you or us three were hanging out and we saw this, we wouldn't be like, what's going on here? Look at these clouds. Like, what
is
going on?
Look how weird this is. This is very strange. It's almost like that guy who held up his dad's head.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This is my father, Michael Mohn. Yes, he's a traitor.
Yes.
Look at these clouds.
That's what I'm thinking, man.
Look at the clouds. To everybody who's like just listening on audio.
What's that?
Everybody who's just listening on audio, the clouds look like circles, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So like you have a white layer of cloud and then you have legit, like these circles that are cut out.
It does look like if big flying UFO saucers like just exited the atmosphere.
Enter.
The clouds.
Yeah.
No, because it feels like it almost looks like they were sitting above the clouds and then their propulsion went poof, and they took off and then they left that.
There's like spouts.
It almost looks like it looks mushrooms. Like crop circles in the sky.
It almost looks like fungus or something.
Like if you could make crop circles in the clouds, that's what it looked like.
Okay. Or a reverse crop circle. Okay. A cloud circle. I don't know, but like,
it kind of looks like boobies in snow. You know what I'm saying? Like when you put your
boobies there are nipples
in
on
snow,
these things.
You know what I'm saying? It's got those.
Do you guys think it's fake?
It's not fake.
I don't know. I don't really.
I don't know what that would be though. It's gotta be.
Yeah. Cloud scientist here. This is called Fenticorculo column distortion.
Okay.
Oh boy, do you see that on like the fourth comment? So I'm gonna like type that in and look at it.
Fenticorculo. Column distortion.
And then just looking
that
at the clouds.
That sounds made up.
I hate when nerds ruin a fun time.
Made up.
All I'm seeing are pictures of spines. Like I'm like, did he just like describe some scoliosis or something?
No, put fental
cloud distortion clouds.
Clouds. To do that. Because I see an X-rayed penis right now. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's one right there.
Where?
Third row, second
to
last.
One. That's not the same thing at all.
No, I know. I understand that particular situation is not, but how it's forming.
It looks like a honey bun.
It does.
I'm getting hungry.
Fucking honey bun, dude. I'd put that in the microwave and eat that shit. Num, num.
Hell yeah. Warm me up.
But
one.
You see how the claws are forming circular.
Yeah, but that's
it's
not
different. I know that one's different.
It's different.
It's the first one I saw, man. Like, you know what I mean? Give me a second here. Give me a second.
That's completely different.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's UFOs taking off.
I mean, it is over water.
Right?
But based off the movie Signs, I don't think they like water. So I'm not really, if I'm having to be real scientific.
Oh.
I think, swing away, Billy.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know, man.
We typed that in. There's literally nothing that even resembles that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That guy, that
cloud scientist here, go fuck off.
That scientist is full of shit.
Yeah, I'm not really, listen, I think their video looks real, but I don't know. I just think that the reaction seems fake.
So someone else has a scientific explanation here. It says it's called the mushroom effect. It's when the water is hotter than the air and draws the moisture from the clouds. Well, I have it my best shot, or I gave it my best shot. Yeah, I don't think that they're speaking truth.
Yeah. You
know what else has a mushroom effect?
Oh, yes, I do, baby.
What? What has a mushroom
Plumpy effect? McPlumperton.
You know.
Dude, I got a little stupid fun video on my TikTok. Do we got a minute or two?
Yeah,
got,
sure. Why the fuck not?
What time is it?
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, we got a couple minutes. Bro. I saw this really cool self-defense video.
Self-defense?
Yeah, I thought I'd share with you guys of how to stop an attacker. And this actually would be highly effective if you were in prison.
Oh.
And you
throw shit?
Well, it's not. No, this
isn't. Bite the onion?
That's the Greg method. I feel like that's a
is this
one
like Steven Seagal type of stuff?
Yeah. No, this is legitimate.
Well, Steven Seagal is legitimate.
Yeah, this is legitimate. And highly effective. And if you decide to take that $2 million for prison, I would suggest watching this.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's watch and learn.
Yeah, crank that volume. Make sure it's up, though. I want to hear.
Out on your back and in a head scissor lock is a really bad place to be.
Yes, it is.
So the first thing you want to do is grab the legs, plant your foot flat on the ground, and flip your opponent onto his side. Yep. Release your top arm, and with your middle and index finger together, poke firmly into the anus of your opponent. Push in until you feel a smooth round
okay,
bump.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
What's into up, the anus.
What's up? That's good self-defense. Play it.
He's peeved.
I'm just gonna say he really pushed in that guy's ass.
Oh yeah.
He really did.
Like that wasn't like a mannequin or a dummy.
Yeah.
That was his buddy, and he actually shoved his fingers in his asshole.
Hey, listen. This has a
like
lot
he
of
didn't, he didn't it, even he didn't even go, you put him firmly in the rectum. No, he shoved them in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do some crazy
shit. It was a great reenactment, but it was.
That wasn't reenactment. That was the actment.
Well, yeah, that was the actment.
I think he probably didn't put them in the butthole. I think he probably.
Dude, look at it.
I know, but I think he bent his fingers
in
towards
there.
The choke.
Oh, that's knuckle deep, bro.
Okay, in there. So listen, we got to get this down. So if
you're just demonstrating, choke, is this necessary?
Oh, yeah, you got to show what kind of effect it has. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to sell the pain that is about to happen to this man.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's finish this. There's only like 10 seconds left, man. So we're at the point where you roll over, you loose up your right hand, you two-finger that sucker, and you jab it in.
Did I say two? Better make it three.
Better make it three. Just in case. Well, prison, you might need three. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you never know. Okay, let's finish this. Let's go here.
Push in until you feel a smooth, round bump about the size of a walnut.
Walnuts.
That's the prostate.
That.
Push in and out as fast as you can for approximately 10 to 20 seconds.
Okay.
This will cause the internal urethral sphincter to loosen and expel the contents of the bladder and quickly lead to the inevitable submission of your opponent.
There it is.
Just like that, it's game over. You win.
You win, dude. You know what I'm saying?
He points his two fingers.
Yeah, you win.
Just like that, it's game over. You win.
You win.
I do like how convincing it was, though. Chris got fooled in the first 5 seconds. There. He was
true.
Like, wait
that
a second.
Actually wasn't an asshole.
I really liked how they popped up and then were just so like, yes, this is absolutely.
It's completely
now,
serious,
listen, it's a joke, but is it a joke? You know what I'm saying?
That would be effective.
It might be effective.
Dude, we talked about this. Like, there was a Patreon call where we talked. God, I forget who it was, but there was wrestling involved. And like shoving the thumb up the ass is a move that you do in wrestling.
Well, that's a move that will get you hurt. Yes.
Who hurt?
Well, here's the deal.
Hurt your thumb?
No.
Or hurt?
No. I wrestled for a long time. So I'm aware of
Did you take a thumb?
I'm aware of the shenanigans.
Oh, so you took a thumb.
I never took a thumb. But I've seen
people
do.
Did you do a thumbing?
I've seen people do a thumb.
He gave a thumb.
You thumb somebody.
And I'll tell you this. They'll do the thumb, and it'll work for a second because it startles you.
Oh, yeah.
Catches you off
guard.
And
then they like it?
No. Then that other dude starts playing rough. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It sounds dirtier than it is, but.
Whoa.
Because here's the deal. You can really hurt somebody if you want to in wrestling, right? There's a lot of things you can do to really hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah. You could literally bust
them. So if you start playing with balls or you start fucking fumbling around, you know what I'm saying? Like, that other person is not going to take kindly to that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm imagining like a cowboy movie. What's that called? The fucking...
Go back to the things I said.
What is it? Brokeback Mountain, where they're just wrestling real hard.
You know, I've never seen that, by the way.
Thumb goes up the ass. Brokeback Mountain?
Never seen Brokeback Mountain.
Me either.
Hers is a great movie.
I've never seen it.
Here, go up real quick.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
I got a couple. I know we're bouncing here a second. I got a couple more.
This one?
No, go up. Oh, is it? Tell me it's still. Keep going. Nah, they're wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, dude. Oh, poor Toby.
Poor.
Whoa.
Oh my God, that's damn. Loud.
Lower that sucker. We don't even need. So this is wrestling, right? This is the shit. This kid.
I'm just going to turn the sound off.
He gets fucking.
Thumbed?
No, he didn't like get thumbed. He gets the fucking sack in the face, bro.
Oh.
Okay. It's like, smell this.
Is that a move?
Well, I mean, you can get in this position if you're trying to rotate that
person
to pin.
That's called teabagging, right?
Well, yeah. This one is
it's like
not,
suck my nuts.
Yeah.
I call this the loofah. This is like grazing your skin. Like it's getting ready to fucking wash you.
The loofah.
The loofah, dude. This is the loofah.
What are your nuts? Like a sponge?
Okay.
And poor Toby, because I know you're taking the sound off, but the mom is like, come on, Toby. And like the kid on the bottom looks so defeated already because his sack is sitting on his
Toby, get up. Right. I'll turn the sound up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Turn it up.
Because it was really loud.
Yeah. Just half. But like, there you go. There you go. That should be good, dude.
Okay. Here we go.
Toby!
What a Toby.
Oh, no.
God. Watch.
That's his mouth. Okay. He moved back on purpose.
He moved back on purpose.
He moved back on purpose so he'd try to get his nuts in his mouth.
Right?
Dude, poor Toby.
He's like, God, he for I air. Love the way this tastes.
Oh, God. He gasped for air. He's like.
Yeah, like, why is your mouth open, bro? Like, just like.
The balls literally just go.
Yeah, they cross his.
And then the mom.
He's like crossing
God
the.
Dang it,
oh,
man.
My God. The mom just goes.
Take it, Toby.
Take it, Toby.
You can do it.
Take it like a man.
Look at his poor face. He's like, I can't. He's like stretched, dude. Oh,
how?
Shit.
I just don't get that.
It's right here, though. Watch.
He backs up.
He backs up right here. He backs it up. Oh, and just play it from right here. Play it from right here. No, yeah. Play it from right here, dude.
Look at the refs, like,
and then he backs
face
up right
down
here.
There.
Now watch. Like, it gets in his mouth right here.
You got dick in the mouth right there. Yep.
I mean,
you see the ref on the right? Look at him.
Yeah, he's really. I mean, props to the guy in the yellow. He's very aware of his like physical surroundings and his positioning.
It's tactics.
Like, he knew he was how far he needed to go back to get his almost get his dick and balls.
I'll tell you this.
Well, actually, it's like 4 years later, the guy turns out to be a gay porn star. I mean,
I'll tell you this. I swear to God, dude, when you're in a match that you're in, like, that is the farthest thing you're thinking of, at least for any normal human being, right? Like, your whole goal is to like pin this man, you know what I'm saying? And you're not thinking about where your dick's rubbing.
Oh yeah.
You're not. But like, when you're in a peculiar situation, like, your balls, absolutely. And that's the thing, is some people's tactic is they don't shower before meets. They won't wear deodorant for 2 days before. Some people spread garlic in their armpits and their fucking cracks and shit.
I love garlic.
Well, not when it's that thick.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
I fucking love garlic.
But you get in a situation where, like, think if that man had garlic in his taint. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's now got a mouthful of balls.
If you were just fucking garliced up, I might let you just.
Oh, Jesus. Chris is Toby, and he's going like, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done.
Like, pin me, big guy.
He's like, you don't tempt me like that. How dare you rub garlic on your wang?
God, dude. That's so fucking dumb.
He loves it.
Chris just yells, I forfeit. I'll take the loss. It's so good.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. Oh, poor me. Oh.
God dang it.
Slapping me on the face. This poor garlic swamp. Oh, garlic. I love it.
Oh my one weakness.
Yeah.
His dick is so yummy. It's just so garlicky. God, dude. You
get garlic bread right there.
It just smells like barbecue sauce spaghetti, and Chris is just over here panting because it's so delicious. God. Chris has a thing with garlic or barbecue sauce and spaghetti, and every time I see him eat it, it looks like he's coming every single time, dude.
Ooh, it is good.
Okay. I've seen your wife look at you in jealousy, like, you don't even look like at me that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I wish I could deliver that pleasure.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, good shit, guys. Hey. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Poor Toby. You know what I mean?
Poor Toby.
Poor Toby.
He's never going to live it down.
Not so poor Chris. Chris is like waiting for his round, you know what I mean?
Chris just got one step closer to full-blown gay.
Yeah, he did. He's like, I might be gay if you rub your junk in
garlic.
He's
not going to tell us, but when he's laying down for bed, he's like, no, damn, okay. Am I a little gay?
To clarify, I'm just saying that wouldn't affect me.
Okay. That's good to know, man. Hey, listen, that's good to know. If you are on the gay spectrum, go to Chris with a garlic dick and you have a chance. You have a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance. Depending on how hungry this man is, he's got a knobble on your dick. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, damn.
God, dude.
All right.
All right, guys. Fuck.
Thank you, everybody, for watching the show.
Yeah, we're going to be serious now? Okay.
Yeah.
Go check out Patreon.
Join us live.
Get your asses over to everywhere we are and fucking follow. Mm. Now.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Do it.
Or I'll garlic your ass.
He'll eat your garlic dick.
Yeah.
He'll eat your garlic dick off. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, cheers, God. Bro.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.